Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, of which some of you may have heard, put out a very interesting video recently in which he noted that one of the results of the increasing third worldification of English cities is an increase in loitering, is an increase in groups of people, and in particular, young men, just hanging around. And if you've ever been to a third world country, this is something you will notice. Groups of people, particularly young men, just hanging around in the street. And it occurred to me, is there some sort of ultimate reason for this? Why is loitering something that is elevated in third world countries? Is there a reason for this? And so that's what I want to explore today. But before I do, could you please subscribe? It helps me violently if you do that. Could you subscribe here? And could you also subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all the spiciest content, where I don't put on YouTube, and where if you want to, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So loitering. Loitering, as I say, is a significant issue in developing countries to the extent that an academic from one of these countries, from Malaysia, has actually done a study on what are the causes of loitering. It's very interesting. It's called Loitering Culture, Need or Want, and it was published in 2012, and it's written by H.P. Halil. And what he argues is this, and you'll notice this, of course, with teenagers. Teenagers loiter. There are groups within Western societies that loiter. Teenagers tend to loiter. So what is it about them? Well, he interviewed a sample of teenagers and he found that 60% of them engage in loitering, engage in aimlessly hanging around in the street. And what were the reasons for this? Well, the first was the primary reason was to release tension. The second reason was boredom. The third reason was having fun. And the fourth reason was that there was a lack of recreational facilities. Now, if we look at these one by one, they give us interesting insights into the causes of loitering. Releasing tension. Well, what kind of people feel a substantial amount of tension? It's people that are high in neuroticism, people that are high in feeling negative feelings strongly. They will have a high degree of tension and they will need to do things to release that tension in order to feel better. So people that were from places that had not strongly selected against neuroticism, perhaps because there was less of a need for cooperation because basic needs were met, you would therefore expect them to have higher levels of loitering. Secondly, boredom. Well, people who are highly intelligent will get bored if they are forced into an unstimulating environment, such as a school that is where people are mostly stupid. But in general, people that are intelligent are fascinated by the world and they find things to do. And therefore, they don't tend to get bored. They are keenly high in openness. They look for things to do and things that fascinate them. So they don't get bored. Boredom is something the child will say, oh, I'm bored, I'll find me something to do. So I would say that boredom would probably be associated with not having particularly high intelligence. And consistent with this, it is children and indeed teenagers who are low intelligence, because intelligence increases up to middle age, low raw intelligence, who will hang around in the street. The third issue is just having fun. Well, what is having fun? Having fun is associated with extroversion, having fun with your friends, that you're high in positive feelings. You feel positive feelings strongly, and therefore you are an extrovert and you enjoy socialising. Again, extroversion is something that is completely normal and adaptive in an unstable yet easy ecology, because you could be wiped out at any second, so you might as well be attracted to new things and try them out. In a stable and harsh ecology where it's really cold, you'd best not do that, because you're so adapted to the ecology that if you deviate from it you could get killed, and so therefore it's a good idea to not be high in extroversion, to not be high in risk-taking. So you would expect differences along the lines of extroversion. And the third reason is simply a lack of recreational activities and things to do. Now, if I think about this and we parallel this with a country that is very, very not third world, a country that is extremely cold, extremely harsh and extremely stable, i.e. Finland, what are the nature of Finnish loiterers? Well, in Oulu, where I live, there's always a problem having benches put in public places, because the moment you put benches in public places, then Finland's underclass of drunks particularly in the summer, will occupy those benches and will sit there drinking and shouting together, for example, in front of the Valkyr Centre in the centre of Oulu. So, what predicts, as far as I can see, being a drunk is that you have high neuroticism, therefore you deal with your various internal pains and problems via drinking, it makes you feel better, is that you have low intelligence and therefore you don't understand the consequences of becoming a drunk in terms of your future health and whatever, and also you have poor impulse control, and that you have high extroversion and so you very much enjoy alcohol to the extent that you become an alcoholic and you end up being a drunk that hangs around in the streets. And these are, of course, the exact same personality traits that would underpin what Halil found in his study, which is that loitering is associated with releasing tension, boredom, and having fun. So I suspect that these are the key reasons, these group differences in certain traits, are the key reasons why we see loitering as part of the third worldification of British cities. These are the key reasons. I suspect another reason is simply cultural. It's much easier to loiter if it's hot. You can hang around in the street if it's hot, you can't hang around in the street if it's cold. And yet another reason may well be that they don't really have pubs and places like that in these societies, and so therefore people hang around in the street. But that doesn't quite make sense, because of course the Finnish drunks have pubs, but they hang around in the street drinking because it's cheaper to get booze from an off-licence and to drink it in the street than just to get it from a pub. So I think the most parsimonious explanation is group differences in certain psychological traits. This explains why there are these differences in loitering, and it explains why when you have large movements of young men from third world countries, you are more likely to get loitering. Just a quick interruption. Please stop for a second and ask yourself this. Is there someone you could easily share this video with? Someone you know will agree because their moral values align with what I'm saying? Well, you should definitely go ahead and do so then. On the other hand, can you think of someone who would definitely not agree? Who would just be angry that you would share such a nasty, racist, mean, evil video with them? Most likely you know both types of people, and the reason why these two people would react so differently to this video is because of their moral foundations. According to the moral foundation theory, conservative values rest on five dimensions, while liberals only have two. In other words, they can't relate to conservative or right-wing statements, they can't even understand them. The moral foundations theory was presented by Jonathan Haidt in his book The Righteous Mind. He showed that the moral conditions of politics are naturally evolutionary. This means that liberal attitudes also have an evolutionary benefit, even if we may find this difficult to imagine. If you want to get a very detailed summary of the main arguments from The Righteous Mind and understand what evolutionary function both conservative and liberal views have, you can do so at Liegeant.com. There you will find a short version of the most important core arguments from the book. In addition to The Righteous Mind, there are also shorts on many other base titles. You won't find most of them on other platforms. You can easily listen to titles in under 25 minutes. This means you can absorb knowledge of a whole book in under half an hour every day. So try it now. Go to Liegeant.com now and sign up with my promo code TJH to get 10% off.
Are you ready for the future of the West?